From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Each week I devote time to thinking about what I will discuss in this segment. The topics available are so varied that choosing can be a task in itself. There are the perennial subjects of getting more recruits, and of course, trying to stimulate the news reports to get lodged. Then there are the immediate subjects of happenings within the current week. For instance, we've had a week of upset HF propagation because of a major solar flare. Surely a topic that interests radio enthusiasts. There's been the release of the new pocket computers by a big international manufacturer. The fact that security is enhanced by using one's face to open the device is perhaps a plus, but then there are the jokes about faces and broken mirrors too. Whilst considering topicality of material, how can we ignore the horror that massive storms have caused about the Indian subcontinent, the Caribbean swathe through the southern states of the USA? Millions of people have lost the things that provide security, housing, fuel, electricity, and food and water. How could we not mention this? And as we approach the annual cyclone season, not draw lessons from the disaster responses and the worth of amateur radio. Then there are the personal stories which may elucidate a point, and the whimsical that may raise a smile. And then there are the opinions which hopefully will challenge people to think about an issue. It's not easy at times to take a subject, frame the material and script it for broadcast in about 120 seconds. Actually, the preferred length of this piece should be about 90 seconds, but as news seems hard to come by, it is expanded by another half minute. Thanks to John, VK4JJW, for reminding us what a large group of clubs we have in VK4. What I want people to know is that lodging a report on club activities is not as long-winded a process as I go through. The facts are there. The time, date and place, the people involved and any special requirements, such as opening times of a venue, are all set in stone. All that is necessary is to put that down on paper and then read that script into a sound recorder program. Email the text and upload the audio file. And we will hear that story on Q News. This is Jeff Emery for Q News, in text, podcast and broadcast.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.